This is Fresh Air, historical recordings. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of a new set of compact discs, which includes 57 recordings by opera singers who actually created the roles they sing.
That charming excerpt from one of the most popular arias ever written, Mi chiamano Mimì, from one of the most popular operas ever written, Puccini's La Bohème, was recorded in 1903, just 7 years after the world premiere. The soprano is Cesira Ferrani, who was both Puccini's very first Mimì and his first Manon Lescaut. I think it's amazing that we can actually hear the voice of a singer who created a famous operatic role in another century. So I'm thrilled that producer Ed Rosen has compiled this extraordinary collection for the label Standing Room Only. The selections fall into several different categories. There are unknown singers, like Ferrani, who appeared in the premieres of major operas. Members of the original casts of Pagliacci, Cavalleria Rusticana, and Tosca, Mascagni's first Santuzza, and Puccini's original Cavaradossi actually made recordings. There are also legendary superstars in some of their greatest triumphs. Francesco Tamagno, Verdi's first Otello. Victor Morel as Iago and Falstaff. Sir Richard Temple as Gilbert and Sullivan's Mikado and Pirate King. And Mary Garden as Melisande in Debussy's Pelléas and Melisande. She recorded this excerpt in 1904, 2 years after the premiere. Debussy himself is at the piano. Other famous singers represented here include Caruso, Melba, and Rosina Storchio, the original Madame Butterfly and Toscanini's longtime mistress. Some of them created roles in operas we no longer hear about. Did you know that in 1892, Nellie Melba was in the world premiere of an opera based on Tennyson's Idylls of the King, Hermann Bemberg's Elaine? Some of the most fascinating items here are by the most obscure singers in arias and ensembles from the most long-forgotten operas. But the particular highlight on this set is unquestionably Victor Morel as Falstaff. He sings the little aria in which Falstaff reminisces to Mistress Ford about when he was a young page for the Duke of Norfolk. He was so slim, he sings, so nimble, he could have slipped through a ring. Morel was nearly 60 when he cut this record in 1907, 14 years after the opera's premiere. He's so charming and full of character, the small studio audience cheers him on to an encore, then yet a third encore in French.
Era pace del duca di Norfolk, era sottile, 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 era un miraggio vago, leggero, gentile, gentile, gentile. Quello era il tempo del mio via d'aprile, quello era il tempo del mio distimaggio. Tante rosmire, sapesibile, quello che avrei guisciato attraverso l'anello. Quando ero pace, era sottile, era sottile. Era un miraggio vago, leggero, gentile, gentile, gentile. Thank you. dire de leur folk. J'ai été si mince, si mince, si mince, que je volais diaphane, mirage, emporté par la brise vorage. J'étais alors à l'aube du pénage, quand j'étais page, quand j'étais page. J'étais un frêne effluvé d'un oiseau, j'aurais pu me glisser à travers un anneau. Quand j'étais page, j'étais si mince, j'étais si mince, que je portais diaphane, mirage, emporté par la brise.
By the time the phonograph was invented, many of the singers here were already well past their vocal primes. Some may never have had a vocal prime. And of course, the sound quality varies with each rare original disc. But many of these recordings are magnificent. I wish some of the original Wagner or Strauss singers were also included. But there's something so moving about the whole enterprise, I'd hate to part with any of the truly historic material here.
Lloyd Schwartz reviewed a new CD set, Creators Records, on the Standing Room Only label. This is Fresh Air.